This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a correction from last hour. The Chernobyl nuclear plant has just lost power again. Okay, I tell you, I do not trust the Russians managing these nuclear facilities. These are, even though it is a defunct nuclear plant, since the explosion in 86, I don't know what the heck they're doing over there. But a high-voltage power line to Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear power plant was damaged by Russian forces earlier today. This is according to grid operator Ukrenergo. They say the loss of power at the plant has raised fears that radioactive material may begin to leak as the cooling system, which regulates nuclear waste, is forced to run on a backup diesel generator. The Russian attack on the power line comes just one day after electricity was restored. I told you guys, electricity's back up. We could relax a little bit. No, we can't. So, apparently, there was a previous bout of fighting, which cut off the power supply. They got it back and running, and now it's down again. Ukraine's energy minister, Germain Galushenko said Ukrainian energy engineers, by risking their own health and lives, were able to avert the risk of a possible nuclear catastrophe that threatened the whole of Europe. This was yesterday. But the plant now plunged again back into jeopardy. Staff is exhausted, and I'm not sure if that plant as well is being run by Russians holding Ukrainians under duress. Ukrenergo said they're going to attempt another repair, but declined to give a timeline. So this is a cluster and a half. You know, we spoke about potassium iodide tablets. Let me take a look and see if the prices are going up on potassium iodide. Potassium iodide is what we ran out of during Fukushima because people started to panic and they wanted to protect themselves from radiation sickness. Potassium iodide will not prevent radiation sickness. All potassium iodide does, and it's important, is it protects your thyroid. Now, the thyroid takes up iodine. And so if you have radioactive iodine, then your thyroid will take that up, will uptake it, and then it could cause cancer to the thyroid. Potassium iodide, if you take that, then hopefully your thyroid will use that and not necessarily go to the radioactive. You want the thyroid to be fed. So you want to feed the thyroid with the potassium iodide so it doesn't take up the nuclear activity. So all potassium iodide really does is protect your thyroid from thyroid cancer. It won't, you know, if there is a nuclear accident, prevent leukemia, all the other things that sadly could result. So, you know, luckily I just looked it up. It looks like you can still get many potassium iodide products online. About $20 for potassium iodide supplement. Most of these supplements you just have to take once a day. Many times you just have to take one pill during the day of the accident. But if for some reason some BS happens where things closer to home get hit, I don't think it's a bad idea to have some for the family. I don't think it's bad. And again, you don't want thyroid cancer, but it's frustrating that we don't have something that works more you know, for the whole body. You know, God forbid there's a nuclear disaster. I mean, that, it, you know, people are screwed. So the Ukrainian regulator, we're being told, or Ukrainian authorities told UN's nuclear watchdog yesterday that Chernobyl staff are exhausted and they are no longer able to make repairs. According to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the Ukrainian regulator informed the IAEA that staff at Chernobyl, were no longer carrying out repair and maintenance of safety-related equipment, in part due to their physical and psychological fatigue after working nonstop for nearly 3 weeks. This is a cluster, and this is a big problem as the war continues, and it. I hope it lets up, but sadly, I don't think Putin's going to, no matter all this talk about, oh, yeah, we're going to have peace talks. And so it's exhausting. People aren't with their homes, with their families, their homes. It's a lot of despair, and you just hope that, you know, people can, you know, hold their own. Again, I'm not sure if it's all Ukrainians that are running things there, but I could just bet that many of them are probably under distress. So Russian forces cut the power to the plant last week amid fighting. The site was forced to run on emergency backup generators that are powered by diesel. But the UN's atomic watchdog said there's no critical impact to safety at the time. So where it sits is inside an exclusion zone that houses decommissioned reactors as well as radioactive waste facilities. In 2016, the Chernobyl New Safe Confinement was put in place to cover the reactor. It was designed to prevent further release of radioactive contaminants for 100 years. They say 2,000 staff still work at the plant. It requires constant management to prevent another nuclear disaster. So this isn't something that blew in 1986, and you just have people guarding it and letting it just kind of run out, you know, the nuclear half-life. It takes still active work. So 2,000 staff still work there. So if any of that activity gets disrupted, it could sadly put that whole area at risk. Russia shouldn't be planning to do anything on purpose with it because Moscow's pretty close. You would be an idiot to allow something like that to happen and hurt any sort of country. But if, you know, people think, well, they're going to do this so they could threaten Ukraine with a nuclear disaster, Russia's so close. They're, you know, that means they're willing to hurt their own. Well, they, you know, could be. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so you're going to see a lot of headlines saying that the flu shot this year missed the mark. It was worthless. I disagree. All right. Yes, the flu shot did pale in comparison to other years. It kind of averaged 16% efficacy against staving off severe flu. And so that's low. It's low. Right? I mean, we've seen lower. We've seen a hell of a lot higher. But it's not a complete waste of time. I'm a big fan of the flu shot. I am. Because, man, when I got the flu, when my kid got the flu, we were younger, and I almost thought I was going to die. I haven't felt that way since I got the flu shot. So I'm a believer. I like my flu shot. But what it does highlight is how these viruses, such as the flu virus, change. They mutate. And there's some theories as to why it turned out to be so low in efficacy this year, which I'll share with you, my theories. But the point I want to make is I hope those who are mandating the COVID vaccine and are orchestrating, you know, the COVID vaccine design realizes that a mismatch shot that doesn't manage, right, or protect us against current evolving strains doesn't seem to be that effective. And so, you know, with the flu shot, what bothers me about this whole thing is the lack of consistency with the message. You know, I, as a doctor, tell people, say, get your yearly flu shot. That flu shot you got last year is not going to protect you because we have new strains. Right? And so to protect yourself better, you want to get the updated flu shot. Yet with the COVID vaccine, it's no, keep getting the old shot. Keep getting the one that was built for the wild type virus that's about 3 years old. That's not a very consistent message. Okay, we were told that if you're going to use the mRNA technology, which is fantastic technology, you could fine-tune it and tweak it as we have more and more mutations on these spike proteins, and many of them are very common. The N501Y. The N501Y spike mutation we have seen since the Alpha variant. Now, I don't believe that is included in the original wild-type vaccine. And so why not? If we've known about that mutation this whole time, why wasn't it updated? Why, you know, I mean, I know why. It's because they spent all this money on that vaccine. They have to, you know, they have to go through all the regulatory changes, to update it and then get the newer shot. And then who's going to want all the other vaccines that are now considered older? But I really look at the older vaccines that we've done for COVID as kind of an outdated flu shot. It'll give you some protection, but it's not going to give you that 93% protection. And we're seeing it. We're seeing the studies show, look, not that effective against Omicron. Not that, well, duh. You know, and it's not, it doesn't mean the vaccines are worthless. This is why, from a public health standpoint, this is hurting public health policy, because you want people to embrace the vaccines. And when you keep forcing people to get a vaccine that's old, you know, and outdated, you're going to lose them. You know, if we finally get the updated vaccine, you're going to have a whole bunch of people going, no, you made me take 3 injections of the other one. And maybe they know that. Maybe these pharmaceutical companies or public officials know that. Maybe they know that people are going to be so exhausted with the whole COVID vaccine, you know, mandates and concepts and this whole thing. They have so much COVID fatigue that they're not going to be able to sell the new shot. Well, I'm telling you, approach it like the flu vaccine. Right? We have changes in COVID. We have, you know, mutations, etc. If, let's say, the circulating COVID strain is going to be similar to last year's, then great. Then you don't have to change the vaccine much. But if the flu vaccines can get changed, and I get it's a different type of vaccine, it's an inactivated virus vaccine, it's still probably a little easier for them to make, although you would think, based on what they told us about the mRNA technology, it's a fine tweak, should be easy too. But, I mean, I really think that we're going to be starting to lose people when it comes to the vaccine if we don't give an updated version. So, the flu vaccine, and this doesn't help, because people say, look, even the flu vaccine was wrong. Well, what's going on? Well, I told you what's going on. For us to decide on what we're going to do with our flu vaccine, we have to decide February, the year before the flu season. So technically, our public officials have already decided what our flu vaccine is going to be for this next upcoming flu season in the fall. Now, people say, and I've said it too, well, what they do is they look at what happens in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia. The problem is Australia and the Southern Hemisphere hasn't had their flu season yet. Their flu season is the summer. So, yes, we do get data from the Southern Hemisphere. We get data from the Northern Hemisphere. But we can't necessarily say we're using the flu strain that is currently affecting Australia because we're in flu season. Australia is about to start their newest flu season. So we had to make the decision before any of that. Now, one thing that we did predict would be a problem with the flu shot is when you do decide to use the flu vaccine, you have to get as much data as possible, and we haven't really had robust flu over the last year or two. People have been wearing masks, they've been social distancing, and COVID has been competing. So when you don't have that much flu, with less data, sometimes comes less, less opportunity to come up with a finer choice. So the CDC derived estimates from 3,600 patients from 7 study sites in the U.S. Influenza Vaccine Effectiveness Network. So this comes from California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin. These were patients who were over 6 months old, kids and adults, who had an acute respiratory illness, who sought outpatient medical care for symptoms of cough, fever, loss of taste or smell. Now, keep in mind, these are people that actually went to the doctor or medical provider. If most people went to telemedicine, and telemedicine is like, look, I can't tell if it's COVID or flu, then they're not getting clocked. They're not getting tallied. So according to the CDC, among recipients with a positive influenza test result, 41% had received the 21-22 seasonal flu vaccine compared to 50% of influenza test result negative. Vaccine efficacy against outpatient medically attended acute respiratory, meaning outpatient visits for acute respiratory illness, was 14%. That's for type A. Vaccine efficacy for all ages combined was 16% against outpatient medically attended. So it was low. So, what could be going on? Because this is very low for flu shot. Flu shot at its best year is about 60%. I think 62, 63 was one of the highest years. So sometimes we have one hell of a match. But remember we told you guys back in December that I think it was in Tennessee, there was a medical professor in, Pennsylvania, immunologist Scott Hensley, had said, no, we think it's a mismatch. I mean, they could already kind of predict it was probably going to be a mismatch. So what are the reasons for it? Well, a big reason for it is you really have now a change in how people are getting medical care. They're going to going to telemedicine. And so if they're going to telemedicine, they're saying, yeah, I had flu or, nobody's testing them. Nobody's testing them. So the CDC has to use data from people that actually go in and get tested. Did you get the flu shot? If you did get the flu shot, did you test positive? If without that data, we just don't know. The numbers could be worse or the numbers could be better. But if the average person used telemedicine or they just stayed home going, it's COVID, it's flu, I'm not going anywhere because you're not supposed to go out when you have COVID, then we never got those counted. And so my concern is that the number might have even been lower. Now, the other problem we have is I think we had much fewer people getting the flu shot this year. With all the pushing with the COVID vaccine, I think we had less people enthusiastic about getting the flu shot. Even though you could have gotten both the same day, I think a lot of people were freaked out. And they're like, look, I need to know if I'm having a reaction, which it was. So they spread it out. But when you had to do, well, I got to come back now for the next COVID vaccine or the booster, I think a lot of people skipped out on their flu shot. So that's what I think might have happened. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More people are fleeing the war in Ukraine every day. The latest United Nations figures say that over 2.8 million Ukrainians have fled their country since Russia's invasion began, making it the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Speaking to CBS News, the mayor of Warsaw, Poland, Rafael Trzaskowski.
Some of the stories are just overwhelming and incredible, especially about kids being killed, and other kids watching it. We try everything we can, to create a safe haven for them, because we're absolutely certain that, the Ukrainians are also fighting for our own security, and not only of Poland, but of the Western world.
And gas prices are holding steady for the second straight day at $4.32 a gallon for regular unleaded. AAA shows the national average unchanged, but it is up from the $4.06 drivers were paying just 1 week ago. This is USA Radio News. Republican Representative Rand Paul said he will introduce an amendment to eliminate Dr. Anthony Fauci's position as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Paul, one of Fauci's harshest critics during the COVID-19 pandemic, wrote in an opinion column that he will propose dividing the director's powers into three separate institutes, each led by a director who was appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate for a five-year term. The congressman said his motivation to act resulted not just from many Americans dying from COVID, but also due to people lost to the crushing, overbearing lockdowns and mandates that were based on junk science. And you really didn't think he was quitting, did you? Tom Brady's retirement lasted only 40 days, and he said he's returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season. The seven-time Super Bowl champion announced his decision on Twitter and Instagram, saying he has unfinished business. He said, "I love my teammates. I love my supportive family. They all make it possible." This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the Russians love their McDonald's. Remember I told you that a bunch of stores were going to be closed, a lot of McDonald's stores are going to be closed in Moscow and Russia because of the war, where the McDonald's company said, look, we're still going to pay the employees, but we are going to close down the stores, because we do not want to do business with Russia based on what's been happening with Ukraine. And so I guess a fan of McDonald's, a super fan, was arrested and fined because he chained himself to the front of the restaurant to protest it closing. I like McDonald's. I do. I mean, yeah, it's not the healthiest meals, and I don't recommend people use them for meals, but I got to admit, once in a while, when I am craving, I've always loved McDonald's. Their burgers are yummy. Their fries are yummy. This is yummy. So I get it. I get the idea of not being able to have McDonald's can be pretty frightening to some. I don't think I would chain myself to the restaurant. Luka Safronov-Zadrovkin is a pianist. He's also son of famous Russian artist Nika Safronov, according to Mail Online. He said it was inhumane of McDonald's to close. He told Russian media, it was my way of life, it was my freedom. They decided that they could limit me. Now, this is supposed to be a temporary closure of about 850 stores throughout Russia. And McDonald's, they are still open because McDonald's has not given an exact date for the closure, but people thought it's going to happen soon. Now, McDonald's said they will continue to pay their 62,000 staff as well as continue charitable operations. Now, this is going to cost the company about $50 million per month. And I really credit McDonald's with this because that's got to stink because they're not going to be bringing in income, yet they're going to still pay staff. Now, the advantage to that from a business standpoint is, well, if things calm down with Russia and people change their mind and go, okay, you know, we're going to be friendly with Russia again, they already have the staff ready to go. My problem with that is I don't see how things are going to switch back like a light switch. You know, what Russia is doing to Ukraine right now is horrific. And will McDonald's, let's say, best case scenario, Russia decides to stop and say, our bad, we are going to end the war, we are not going to, we're never going to go back, this was a big mistake. Even if that happened, best case scenario today, you have people ticked. And if McDonald's reopens, they're going to be like, why did you do that? Look at what they did to Ukraine. We are done with Russia. This concept of once we decide to cut off Russia, when do we reopen it back up? Is the woke mob going to get upset? Is any mob going to get upset saying, well, wait a second. You know, look at what they did to Ukraine. Why would you even acknowledge them? They need to rebuild Ukraine. They need to now fix what they did. That's why I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. So I think if McDonald's is going to be losing that money, I think they're going to have to eventually say, I'm sorry. You know, I just don't think how they'll be able to do it. Now, I get it. McDonald's makes a lot of money, but that's, you know, you're not bringing in income and you're paying staff. I love the idea that they're doing that. I think that's fantastic. But sadly, I don't see us working with Russia anytime soon, even if they quit. I mean, they would have to do an about face. The only way that would happen, because there's no way Putin's going to do that. The only way that could happen is something where Putin is no longer the leader. The new leader comes in and says, look, we're not Putin. This is a different Russia. Anything Putin did, we're going to pay reparations. We're going to whatever. Please help us repair what our previous leader did. I don't see that happening. My guess is the people next in line are going to probably be very similar in thought. This love of fast food isn't just an America thing. They say fast food fans in Moscow, St. Petersburg, Volgograd, Novosibirsk, Bursk, and Ufa were seen in long, long lines. Well, what's been happening is people are buying them up and they're storing them in their freezer. I mean, it is crazy. People are, and I guess these McDonald's is going to be running out of supply because they have to try to feed everybody. It's interesting. In McDonald's in St. Petersburg, they have the clear, they have the plexiglass in between. So they have plexiglass completely guarding. It should be bulletproof. Now that we're seeing so many people get shot in these fast food restaurants, it should be bulletproof. But you have the like plexiglass all over. So still for COVID, they're wearing masks. You have the plexiglass. It's people are still concerned about COVID. We're going to be talking about COVID cases too. So in the oil city Ufa, the chain explained they're going to suspend operations by the end of today. Diners were told that outlets would close only after running down stocks of popular foods. Now KFC and Pizza Hut, I think are also going to be closing down. The problem is many of them are franchised. So when you have somebody own it and they're a franchisee, many of these franchisees are Russian. So if they want to stay open, they're going to stay open. But McDonald's, since they own the majority and don't have a lot of those franchises, they're going to take the hit. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you're like, this war is causing people to use other forms of what's the word I want to use? Aggression. You know, whether it's with our social media, whether it's with fast food, as Biden had brought up, the caviar and the diamonds are now going to be, you know, and you're like, where did that come from? Well, because apparently the rich people need that for trade. Apparently, I understand Russia has a lot of diamonds, like warehouses full of them, but if they release them, then the value of the diamond drops. And so I think Russia is going to be okay on that end. But sadly, Russia isn't the only major player in this. Right? We now have, we thought China was going to act before Russia. China's government warned us this weekend that any country who supports Taiwan militarily would face, quote, the worst consequences, adding that no one and no force would be able to stop the Communist Party if it took action against the island country. Now, that's a threat. To me, that means they're moving in. China's relationship with Taiwan has obviously been in focus. We expected after the 2020 election China to make their move. And I guess Russia, you know, China had the Olympics, so they couldn't do anything until after the Olympics. So Putin's like, well, then I'll go. So Taiwan said it planned to double its yearly missile production capacity this year. The announcement came from the Defense Ministry after Taiwan approved an extra $8.6 billion for military spending in the next 5 years, which means us as America, we're going to be asked to help. We've passed billions now to Ukraine. Taiwan's going to need our help. This is where we're going to start having a lot of issues from an inflation standpoint and from a products and rationing and things like that. As I told you, this is following very, very eerily paralleling what we saw in 1939 and then through the 40s. So Beijing, they say, doesn't see Taiwan as a sovereign country, but rather a breakaway province that can be absorbed back into China by force if deemed necessary. That's according to Fox News. So the Communist Party's warning came a day after Chinese President Xi Jinping held diplomatic talks with Australia. China's Ministry of National Defense accused Australian Defense Minister Peter Dutton of ideological bias after he said the country would do whatever we can to keep China from attacking Taiwan. Whoa. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are hearing that Deltacron cases are rising. Are you kidding me? And apparently we are seeing cases even in the UK. And I'm not excited about that because sadly we follow the UK in 6 to 8 weeks. So if the UK gets a surge of cases, then we might get a surge of cases. And so we've been hearing about how Deltacron has been kind of making its way and New York City. has now actually this is there's okay, we've had cases of Deltacron and we let me kind of, this could get a little confusing. So we had the Delta variant. The Delta variant hit us at the end of the summer and the fall. Then we had the Omicron variant. And the Omicron variant is what hit us around Christmas, New Year's. Okay? Oh, that sucked. Gosh, I hate that. But then we have two other variants that we've been talking about. One is the baby Omicron. So the baby Omicron or the stealth Omicron is the BA2 subvariant. This is not Deltacron. This is where Omicron has a new subvariant that has a higher growth rate. We are hearing that those cases are starting to spread. We don't know enough about how severe that could be. But then we also have Deltacron. And Deltacron is where you have both Delta and Omicron. It contains genes from both variants known as a recombinant virus. As I said, recombinant virus happens because one variant infects a cell. Actually, more than one variant infects a cell. The genetic material gets like shuffled together like two decks of cards that fell on the ground. And so then when the cell makes the new virus or the new variant, it has both sets of genes. That's why they call it Deltacron. There was also Delta Plus, you know, so there were maybe five variants we were kind of talking about that made its way in the U.S., but we're not necessarily dealing with that. So we've been okay with that for now. So this week, GISAID, or GISAID, a global community of scientists, have said that there is solid evidence for the variant. This Delta Omicron, remember, was found at Cyprus. And then French researchers was able to identify it. The thing is, though, is remember I told you guys last week, the French researchers called it Delta Micron. Delta Micron, it's the same thing, Deltacron. So in Cyprus, Dr. Leontios Kostrikis had said, we have found a significant number of mutations only previously found in Omicron cases, which is different from other variants as it has 30 mutations. 10 of these were identified in samples taken in Cyprus. They did find 11 of these samples in hospitalized patients, so they thought maybe these mutations make this more severe enough to cause hospitalization. Then a study that came from southern France, which we reported on last week, called it Delta Micron, and they had reported 3 infections in southern France. We don't really know too much about its severity, but it did combine genetic material from both Delta and Omicron. Apparently, there's been other cases, about 15 other cases sampled in Europe. And these researchers from EHU Mediterranee said that the variant does contain genetic material with signature mutations of the two lineages. And so the variants, the mutations, there's a lot of them. Omicron has more than Delta, but these are the ones that I was talking about, how I would really like to see the updated vaccine, because some of these, like the E484A, the N501Y, the N440K, these things are kind of common. The K417A, these are variants we've seen for a while. Now, in the U.S., Helix Labs, based in San Mateo, California, worked with the CDC to sequence about 30,000 positive COVID cases, and they did find about 22 cases of Deltacron, but 20 that had both Delta and Omicron at the same time, one having Delta, Omicron, and Deltacron. So I don't know what the heck happened with that person or where that person was, but that's kind of, yeah, that guy got a triple whammy. So, am I worried? No, I never worry with this stuff. You know, I mean, I don't want, you know, people panicking. And I think honestly, nobody is going to at this point because they're all kind of sick of the topic. But the reason why I bring it up is now that we're hearing that this Deltacron is spreading and we are seeing hospitalizations start to rise again, that means America might not be out of the woods. So in Great Britain, this is where we're starting to hear that cases are going up, hospitalizations are going up, and when you look at their charts. Now, there's a chance that just like with Delta Plus, it could be a little blip and then go away and then nobody think twice of it. But I'm frustrated because I was, when this first started, when COVID first started, I said, look, we got the summer. The summer is always in our favor, right, in terms of the heat, in terms of the dryness. We're going to get out of the wet weather. People are going to be outside. And, yes, we did notice the waves that we had in 2020 and 2021 weren't that bad in the summer, but they were still there. And so I'm being very optimistic, being very positive, because I want this all to go away. But I'm here to tell you that things are, you know, things are brewing with Deltacron. Now, the baby Omicron, which, again, is a completely different variant, we are being told is spreading in New York City. According to New York State Health Department, BA2, which is the variant of Omicron, has nothing to do with Deltacron, is doubling in proportion statewide every 2 weeks, now is representing about 10% of the cases. Between February 27th and March 5th, CDC's program for HHS Region 2 estimated 100% of samples were the Omicron variant compared to 100% 1 week prior. During this time, 82% of the Omicron were the basic Omicron, but 17.3% was the new one. So what that means is as the CDC officials are saying, oh, yeah, we still have Omicron as the dominant strain, the next question we have to ask is, well, which Omicron? Is it daddy Omicron or is it baby Omicron? Because we'd like to know. Baby Omicron seems to be a little faster. Now, President Obama has tested positive for COVID. And I found this a little shocking. Not because it was vaccinated. We knew, you know, we knew that you could be vaccinated and boosted and still get COVID. But we're in March. Now, most of us got it December, January. I don't like the idea of somebody that well protected who gets to, he gets to be in Hawaii, I think he's been living in Hawaii. I mean, it's not that, you know, he's working in a warehouse, and, I mean, you know, he is somebody that you know, does have a circle around him, but for the most part, you know, gets to have some of the highest medical care and you know, some of the best vacations and private planes and things like that. I did find that a very odd that he got COVID. Even though, yeah, if most people are getting COVID, I wouldn't be surprised if Biden gets it. But I'm not expecting to hear stories now of this as we're seeing the waves go down. So I am intrigued, and I would like to know which variant it is. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.